The highest rate of military service of any ethnic group in the country is among Native Americans. That's been true going back generations. NPR's Chris Arnold was recently passing through the little town of Kayenta. It's on the Navajo Reservation near Arizona's border with Utah. And there he found the son of a veteran who's honoring that tradition of military service in his own way.
If you stop at the Burger King in Kayenta, you might not notice it right away, but along one wall here, there's a big display case. It's full of photographs, letters, weapons, and clothing from Japan during World War II. It's a pretty unlikely place for a war museum, it being inside a Burger King in a little town about 100 miles from anywhere else in this vast Indian reservation.
This whole exhibit started out with this one postcard here.
62-year-old Richard Mike owns the Burger King. He says he knew as he grew up that his father was a veteran, but his father never talked about it, so he really didn't know any details. Then one day, about 15 years ago, he was poking around in some old steamer trunks his father had brought back from the war, and he found a postcard from a place called Sugarloaf Hill. He stuck it in his pocket, and he had it with him the next day when his dad came into the Burger King.
And I said to him, "Wait a minute, Dad, before you leave, I've got to ask you a question." And he says, "What is it?" And I said, "What's this postcard about?" And he got tears in his eyes, and he got pissed off. And my dad, he never gets tears in his eyes, and he's a Marine. And he said, "I wish to hell you warned me you warned me that you're going to show me this postcard." I don't know if he was ashamed because of tears in his eyes, but he just turned around and walked out the door.
Richard Mike's father was a Navajo code talker. In World War II, the U.S. was desperate to find a code that the Japanese couldn't break, and the Marine Corps recruited a group of Navajo men to be radio operators. Navajos took part in every major assault in the Pacific from 1942 to 45. Their language proved to be an undecipherable code, since it's extremely complex and only spoken here. Mike's father was in a brutal battle at Sugarloaf Hill, where thousands of Marines were killed. Mike says one reason his father never spoke about it was that the government asked the code talkers not to talk in case they needed them again.
They're learning the Navajo code here. These are the trainers right there.
Richard Mike is pointing to black and white photographs of Navajos in code talker training.
In Navajo, in the code talker, you say, "Bomb Hill 67. You literally would say, "Put an egg on Sick Horse 16 or "Put an egg on 67. Egg was bomb and hill was sick horse.
Mike speaks the sentence in Navajo. And I guess the Japanese listening to that had just no idea, you know, because
they didn't even know what language it was.
Richard Mike's father agreed to give him his steamer trunks packed with these photographs, an American grenade, a flare gun, a folded-up cloth with prayers written in Japanese. But in some ways for Mike, these are questions or mysteries on display here. His father passed away a few years after he'd put this exhibit up. He thinks the gesture made his father happy, even proud, but his father still never spoke about what he went through in the war, and the stories and memories behind these objects remain untold.
See, but he never said anything. He never told us any stories. But he had these steamer trunks full of Japanese money, hula skirts, things from World War II. All this stuff, all this Japanese stuff.
Chris Arnold, NPR News.